Tunchi Pooch, here we go.
And shaking like a leaf, he ran upstairs screaming, "The world is coming to an end, and it's all my fault!" And to
show you how scary he was. Do you know what that Herman did next? He jammed Marilyn and Lou, Eddie, and me into our whole closet to hide us all and to wait for the world to come to an end. Can you imagine anything so silly? Well, luckily Grandpa showed up with a report from the Air Force. After checking the photograph, they told him the flying saucer from Mars was just a toy that was sold in every department store in the country. And you should have been there to see the expression on Herman's face when he looked at the picture. And there, printed right on the spaceship, were the words, "Made in Japan." I tell you, after this, the only things I'm going to let Herman listen to on the radio are the weather reports.
Thursday. This is Hag Riot Happy Hour, starting 14 minutes after the hour. It was a little bit of a stressful hour getting over here. Hella traffic. Anyone notice the crazy driving lately? I love a Tesla riding my ass and swooping around me, really cutting off a bus. The hell is that? But I am on my feet, and I'm not in a car, and I'm in this lovely radio station here, Radio Valencia. And I love playing music here on Thursdays for you fabulous people who I know are not driving like that. But if you are, I bet they deserved it. Anyways, what we got rolling in the background here is Low Straight Jackets, High Wire Act, kind of wonderful surfer-esque music. I'm going to crank that up a little bit, let you enjoy it. And we've got a really wonderful mishmash of tracks today. There's an awful lot going on in the world. Mercury is retrograde. I'm sure you're all thinking about that a whole lot. And we had a new moon in Scorpio yesterday. This is important. I don't know. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. And so we'll be playing a track called Anything Can Happen later. But we're just going to call today's theme, What the Hell Is Any of This? And grab a drink of whatever is good for you. A fabulous cocktail, a cup of tea, or whatever else you like that somebody else might pour for you. And let's dive into this. Let's just enjoy some good music and some good moments, and we'll just roll out a whole compilation of a whole range of all the things with Hag Riot Happy Hour and Radio Valencia. Let's go. You know, actually, I just was carrying on so long. Let's just jump into what I had dialed up next for y'all, which is one of my very, very favorites, and none other than The Jam, lovely Paul Weller. That's entertainment, and it is. Here we go.
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Joe Strummer, the best. The best. I really love his solo work. And, man, love The Clash. Police and Thieves, such a good one. Right before that, we had That's Entertainment. And coming up next here on Hag Ride Happy Hour at Radio Valencia on this beautiful Thursday in this wild, wacky week in our playlist of What Is Any of This Anyways? We got none other than Bjork, Army of Me. Man, I love Bjork. What a beautiful track. Man, it's all so good. And she's still going at it, as she should. And so, that's enough of me. We're here for the artists, making the beautiful tunes. And so, kick back and enjoy Army of Me by Bjork.
Thank you.
clams. You didn't hear any of that? Well, you heard the music, and you didn't hear anything in between, right? Man, I love Shannon and the Clams. And they played here recently. They come through frequently, and really, really recommend catching them if you haven't before. Shannon Shaw, she's the bee's knees, and we're going to have a track by the Bees coming up here soon. Another band that came through here recently, over in Berkeley, actually, but long-time favorite classic, the Pixies. I really love this track, No Matter Day. So since it's a day of what the hell is any of this anyways? Or what is any of this anyways? It's our loose theme, which is really not a theme. It's just a mishmash, the kitchen sink, no kind of theme. No Matter Day, Pixies. You heard it here, 252nd, I don't know, not first, hopefully. But if so, I'm happy to introduce you to this fucking awesome song. Enjoy.
You say you like to see me drive.
Of horses goosebumps. I have chills as I'm saying, as I'm talking about it, because it really was, there was a, I mean, almost like a levitating collective energy. The energy with which she delivered the spoken word on horses. She did some extra favorite songs. My God, Pissing in a River. It was something else. And there's the energy with the crowd was really something else. And I'd say you had to be there. Yeah, you had to be there. But she, she really raised some incredible spirit. And I hate to say it, at her age, everything. But my God, like, just she delivered it as if it was day one. But even more, just with the full wisdom and of having pounded the pavement all this time and seeing the world go through many cycles and give a lot of love to San Francisco, and San Francisco gave a lot of love back. So with all that, you know, I like to play Patti Smith whenever I get the chance, which is frequently. And so, look at you. I got a favorite. My favorite record of hers is Radio Ethiopia. If you haven't listened to it, I highly recommend listening to it beginning to end. It's truly just like a groundbreaking work from when it came out, and it continues to just hit with resonance. The punk spirit, the beat poetry mixed in, the you know, Lenny Kaye's guitar solos, there's a lot of improvisation that happens. So every time you hear these songs, they're a little bit different, and they're always so alive and really tapped into the moment, which is something I love about seeing her and a number of my favorite artists. So this is the first, this is the second track off of Radio Ethiopia, Ain't It Strange, and picked this one because what the hell is any of this anyways? Is something I think to myself with many things I see. And so it's good to sit and wonder how strange things are sometimes. Ain't it strange? Well, yes, it is. Here you go.
Yeah.
Santa Gold, Miss Switch. I love that song. Creator. Santa Gold. Oh, God. She's so good. I don't know if you've heard some of the stuff she's talked about with, you know, being an artist and playing on her terms and making sure that the tour experience is quality. You know, talks about how a tour really kind of can burn you out and this pressure to just pump out tracks and keep up with this schedule that doesn't always honor the creative spirit and what, you know, what works best for producing the best art. And, I don't know, I kind of, maybe this is a revolutionary wild idea, but I really think that artists that have what they need and can do things on their terms produce the best work, and don't the artists that, you know, give us all of the aesthetic experience and enjoyment. I'm an artist. Imagine a lot of you are. Don't we deserve to have what we need to do what we do? You know, before that we had, it's crazy that would be a radical idea. Don't you think? Ain't it strange, to quote Patti Smith? And, okay, so before Santa Gold, we had Kneecap from Ireland, Northern Ireland to be exact, which matters because Northern Ireland has been incredibly oppressed for a long time. And if you haven't been to Ireland, God, man, it is beautiful. Got to go there about, is it a year and a half ago? Yeah. Had this amazing trip and just met just some of the most wonderful people, and we explored the landscape and went to castles and ruins and stood with my bare feet on the burren. And, you know, I went for long walks in magical places, found fairy trees. I mean, it's such a wonderful spot. And at any rate, Ireland is taking some steps these days to make sure that their artists have what they need to do their work, because they recognize that it's in public space and benefiting the general public. And so kind of some old school WPA style stuff. I really think we should have that kind of thing here. But you're listening to Community Radio, where we are very much about the people and the artists. And so you're obviously, you know, on team what's best for human beings. Good to be in that company. Rolling forward, we're just gonna mix it up. Hag Riot Happy Hour today is what is any of this anyways, as a reflection on the mixed bag of the world and all the different things going on. Little Red Rooster, Big Mama Thornton. If you don't know who Big Mama Thornton is, she was old school, foundational, like old school. Just one of the earliest, you could say that she started, founded blues rock and roll to some degree. It has been said, and I don't think it's a crazy thing to say, this is a very long time ago. Little Red Rooster by Big Mama Thornton. Incredible pipes, incredible guitar, incredible, you know, all of it. I like this song. This is from In Europe album, Best on Vinyl Over the Air. So let's give it up. I don't want to hog the space from a queen like this. You wouldn't want to either. Big Mama Thornton at Hang Right Happy Hour on Radio Valencia. Here's Little Red Rooster.
top, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate of college. Coke coming out the garbage. We don't have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond bowls. Your people rolling dough over gold. No weapons. Going for imagine law with no undercovers. Just some doors for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the memory. The world is mine. Until it be paradise like relaxing. Black Latino and Anglo-Saxon. The money exchange, the range cast. Lord Chavez, your bass. Free at last. Brandon whips the grass. Then we laugh in the hella path. The villa houses for the crew. How we do? Trees for breakfast. Dime sexes and then stretches. So many years of depression make me vision. The better living. Type of place to raise kids and open the eyes to the lies. History's so foul. But I'm as wise as the whole owl. Plus the whole child seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris. I symbolize every savage. Give me one shot. I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free. Stress free, throwing police, sprinkling threes and jet skis, building memories in West Indies. I lick a better stock, can't make it to cities and the worst things to witness. It sound bad when every girl I meet to go downtown. I open every cell in Attica, send them to Afghan.
such a good mashup of songs. If I do say so myself, I mean, of course, I did pick them. So there is that. That was Listening Man by the Bees. They're the Bee's Knees. I do love a Bee's Knees. And I would love a Bee's Knees right now. If anybody wants to bring me a drink. Actually, I made a fabulous Bee's Knees the other day using some lavender syrup that I got up in lovely Healdsburg. And it made it a beautiful plum color. The same plum color that is on the cover of this next album that we're pulling from. I'll get to that. This is High Grade Happy Hour at Radio Valencia. Thanks for listening. And High Grade Happy Hour, the motto is, this is not your mother's dumpster fire. It's my dumpster fire. Nah, this is putting out the fire with gasoline, putting out the dumpster fire with gasoline, to quote lovely David Bowie. I always thought that song, being like Cat Song, I think it's called, is just so funny. I asked my sweetheart why it was called that. He's a few years older than me, and he said, he told me about this cat movie that I wasn't aware of, and I feel like I'm okay to not know about anything more about it than what I was told, because I was like, what the hell is that? But anyways, now we're getting in the weeds. Prior to that, had Nas with Lauryn Hill, also an artist that talks a lot about serving her, and just making sure that approaching her work serves the art and serves the artist, and just a really, really important thing to talk about. A lot of respect for her. I played that song in honor of a lovely person that I crossed paths with earlier today. Marcus, if you're out there, thanks for the positive experience earlier, and that one was for you. And moving forward, you know, this last track we had, Listening Man by the Bees, and this next one, I just got such deep memories associated with this one, and it is tied into Listening Man. I might read a poem related to this afterwards, if I feel so inclined, but, you know, we're just kind of freewheeling, going with it, and, you know, Thursday afternoons, happy hour time is good for that, and I write happy hour is all about that. So, this next one takes us into some really tender space. I first heard this one like 20 years ago. Oh, maybe more. Yeah, really, just over 20 years ago. The Six Part Seven. It's instrumental, kind of shoegazy. Just beautiful, beautiful music. It's called What You Love, You Must Love Now, and it really, really delivers on those feelings. This band is out of Ohio. They recently released, I think it was some studio recordings, or some B-side recordings from that, from 20 years before. And I believe this track was included in that. And at the time that I saw them, I believe there was seven musicians in the band, and there's vibraphone even. It's just really beautiful. So instead of me carrying on about it, I'll let us get into it and just enjoy it. What you love, you must love now. Those are words to live by, don't you think? Hag Riot agrees. Hag Riot Happy Hour at Radio Valencia. Thank you for listening. We got a little dead air going here because I don't know what's up with this horrible, horrible frequency that you all might be hearing, but it is. Did you hear that? Now we got a loop. There's me. I'm hearing myself say that nobody needs that. Okay. So now listen. I'm not sure what the technical issues are, but it's terrible. And I'm going to try to play another one, but if you are listening, if you have been listening, good God, I hope you get your ears checked, because I don't know what is going on here with the audio. I'm gonna play a few more songs just to have it for my podcast. We have been having some Wi-Fi sound issues going on in the area lately, but if you hear my robot voice, oh, my girlfriend Showtime is letting me know we got robot voice. Now I actually have a robot voice modulator. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is happening here. And oh, just had a little flicker of light. Again, Mercury is retrograde. I like to think this isn't me. We're gonna blame it on someone else. You know, remember Police and Thieves earlier? Yeah, we'll blame it on whatever fucker comes to mind for that. Oh goodness, never a dull moment. Yeah, so I'm gonna roll a New England by Billy Bragg, and I guess I'll just pretend this isn't happening for podcasting, because Jesus Christ, we're three quarters of the way through this, and I mean, I guess I should check out the sound that's coming through in the future, but here we are. I don't know why. I mean, here we are as Americans, and I don't know why. Do you? I mean, I have some theories actually, but nobody's asking me, and well, that's enough of that. So imagine my frustration. I imagine yours, if you are still listening. Again, get your ears checked, please, because that can't be good for anyone's head. And in the future, to listeners in the future, to my podcast, wherever you may be, in case this bizarre sound capture is filtered out, well, imagine listening to this whole radio show through broadband dial-up. Like, picture that. Picture that. Remember that? Good fun. All right, a New England, Billy Bragg, and take it away.
I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. Big bastard, when we're about to be a man, all the girls are at school already pushing plans. I loved you then, so I love you still. Now I put you on a bench, now I put you on a pill. Don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know.
Yeah, it's a moment. She knows me, and I know her. What I hate and what I prefer. I know her scent. I know her touch. Where to hold her. And just how much. My lady belongs here, and so do I. Almond butter and feta cheese. Let's feed the dogs. Send out for Chinese. Watching movies on TV and fall asleep. Arms wrapped around. So hip. We weep. Yeah, listen. That's for you. That.
Jesus Christ. But it sure as hell is not my reflection.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night, from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
Right on the line, Mark. Louisiana.